Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We love that. All right, Manny, I have to make a decision. And, you know, here's, as you know, being a psychologist and sort of taking people's problems, talking with people about their problems, means that April Fool's Day is always a little tricky because... my job is really to believe whatever y'all tell me, unless there's a reason not to. In other words, unless I find some kind of discrepancy that sort of, I mean, it's the same as a therapist. If you walk into my office and tell me you drive a red Cadillac, and the next time you say you drive a blue Ford, I'm going to say you have two cars.
right.
And not to challenge you, but just to make sure that I'm understanding exactly what's going on. And certainly the same is true on the air, that, you know, my job is really to help you with whatever it is that you're talking with me about. And every once in a while, really may occur to me, but not very often. I mean, I figure it's kind of a pain in the neck to get in touch with me, and you know, I'm not, hopefully I'll be helpful, but not necessarily sympathetic. So wasting your time or my time doesn't seem all that bright, although it occasionally happens, but not very often.
Right.
All right, so fast forward to April Fool's Day, which is tomorrow. And the question is, what I've done for years is just really finessed it. You know, I don't mention it and just hope that people have forgotten that it is, so that I can be available to people. But it occurs to me this year, since there are all these articles which I'm talking about, that maybe we should just do it. Maybe we should just do one fun day where you can call up with the most outrageous thing that you can think about, and we'll do that. Does that sound like kind of fun?
So you want to do that tomorrow?
Yeah, we're not going to do it on the day before April Fool's Day, but we'll do it on April Fool's Day. So I thought we'd do that. So, which means if you have a serious problem, you're going to have to tell me it's serious if you need to call tomorrow, or more appropriately, call either today or call on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Don't you think we should try that just for fun?
I think it would be pretty cool.
We'll just see. Every once in a while, there is, you know, at a radio station, one of the hosts will say, all right, I'll change places with you. I'll do your program. Then you can do mine. But I figure my listeners would never recover from that, so I'm not going to do that. So. But yesterday we talked about the fact that a fast food chain suggested some silly kinds of things, like making people paperclip chains and changing the keys on their keyboard and filling cups with some kind of liquid all over their office. All right, these are sort of April Fool's Day jokes. I told about my father sort of yelling at me to clean up the dog poop, and there was no dog poop, and he kept that up for a very long time. And clearly I was scarred by it. I don't have a dog. But I remember it. All right, here's some all-time great April Fool's pranks. All right. One was a reduction in the Earth's gravity in 1976. A British astronomer went on the BBC, announced that alignment of the planets Jupiter and Pluto, which was still a planet then, and Earth, would cause a reduction in Earth's gravity. People would weigh less. And it would be kind of like what an astronaut experienced in space. Calls began flooding into the radio station with people claiming they had momentarily levitated or jumped and hit their head on the ceiling. Okay, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
All right, instant color TV. A supposed Swedish technical engineer said he had determined that the fine netting of nylon stockings could bend light in such a way that it would convert the black and white image to color on their TV set. Thousands of Swedes immediately began cutting up stockings and pulling them over their TV screens. They weren't 54 inches then. There was another one that announced the internet was going to shut down for 2 days so it could be cleaned. Are effective at fooling people because they deal with technology that we regularly use but are complex and that most of us really don't understand. I remember this one. A Taco Bell buys the Liberty Bell. They took out a full-page newspaper ad claiming they had arranged with the U.S. Park Service to buy the Liberty Bell to help ease the national debt. People were furious that and both the Taco Bell and the Park Service.
That's good.
Nobody can understand why it really made everybody so mad, but it probably the same reason that they get passionate about a sports team or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Liberty Bells are a symbol of our identity. Fool with that, and people feel a personal injury. I told you, if you go to Philadelphia and go to the Liberty Bell, which they redid the place that's held. It's not really, well, it is sort of a building, but they redid it about 10 years ago. And a friend of mine was involved with it, and she said, I bet I couldn't afford you to do one of the voices for the Liberty Bell. And I said, I bet you could. And so I'm the voice of Suffragette. Because Liberty Bell has only been used as an icon twice. One was for the emancipation, and the second was women's right to vote. So I'm the voice of the Suffragette. And I actually got to hear it a couple of years ago. It was really thrilling, to be quite honest. But that's me. I was jumping up and down. Very dignified. That's true. That's not an April Fool's joke. All right, another. Here's another. I mean, these are really fantastic, elaborate April Fool's jokes. The death of the Loch Ness Monster. They found on the shores in April 1st, 1972, which should have given somebody kind of a clue. The myth of the monster was true because here was visible proof. A zoo employee had taken the body of a dead elephant seal, shaved off its whiskers, used stones to change the shape of the face, and deposited on the shore of the loch. That's a lot of effort. People saw with their own eyes. So what they saw is not very clear, but
yeah.
A dormant volcano erupts. This was from last year. On April 1st, 1974, in Sitka, I've been to Sitka, a local practical joker and helicopter pilot flew hundreds of old tires to the crater of nearby dormant volcano Mount Edgecombe and set them on fire. Jeez.
Wow.
The resulting smoke caused residents to believe the volcano was erupting.
Yeah.
And this was like, remember the Orson Welles, the Martian invasion?
Mm-hmm.
It made people very, very nervous. But, I mean, I remember in geology class that that there is no such thing as a dormant volcano or an extinct volcano. They're dormant, which means at any particular moment. Do.
Mm.
All right, so I think, we're going to do, all right, so be prepared. So get your April Fool's dilemma queued up for me, all right? We'll try it tomorrow. Folks, the thing is, once I've made that decision, that I'm, you know, I'm sunk if you guys don't do it, because people who have real issues are not going to call up thinking that. I promise not to make fun of anybody, but it is kind of a, oh my goodness, it's my program. If I can take a risk every once in a while, what's the point? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. And today is National Tater Day. Also, National Education and Sharing Day, which means, I guess, if you're a couch potato, that you could be educated. I don't know what happens when we put those all together, right? All right, and the Eiffel Tower was officially opened on this day, the last day of March, in 1889.
Hmm.
No, you haven't been to Europe, so we'll have to get to the Eiffel Tower at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. And now where it's all the lighting is gorgeous on it. The last time I was there, it didn't have all the lights. I mean, they had invented the light bulb. Give me a break. In 1906, Intercollegiate Athletic Association, eventually called the NCAA, established the rules for college sports in the United States, saying that Duke had to play in the Final Four every year. No, that's not true. I made that up. But it seems like that, doesn't it? Duke is always there.
I think they've been there, I think 14 trips to the Final Four under Coach K, I think.
A lot, yeah. It's
been there for 30-plus years.
Yeah. But we think it's going to be, what, Kentucky this year?
It'll probably be, my guess is that it'll be Kentucky playing Duke in the championship game
yeah.
on Monday.
Which should be good. I mean, yeah. It's certainly been a fairly exciting kind of outing this year. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the teams are just, I mean, the thing about college sports is that, you know, you can have a good day and beat somebody who's a much better team than you are.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which is part of the fun. The Titanic began construction today. Mm-hmm. They should have waited one more day.
Yeah.
Daylight savings time went into effect in the United States for the first time in 1918. And
that's
we moved
funny
up
that
a month.
That's funny that that was on the day before April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
And the motion picture code about what the ratings should be when in 1930. That also should have been on April Fool's Day. Give me a holler on your non-April Fool's Day problem. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There have been a number of studies, and I've shared a number of them with you in the last 6 months to a year, that suggest that people who are grateful, who express gratitude, who feel gratitude, live longer, are happier, which is makes some sense, doesn't it? And I got asked the question last week of the difference between happiness and contentment. Well, it was happiness and satisfaction. No, what was it? Happiness and pleasure, I think. And the idea being that pleasure was kind of momentary, and that happiness, well, external, had a larger meaning. But I think the term grateful sort of is less dependent on externals. I mean, obviously, if you win the lottery, it's going to make you happy, at least for the short term. If you have a nice hot bath, it may give you pleasure, and it may make you happy as well. So the idea is, I think if there was a continuum, it would be pleasure, happiness, contentment. Okay, and where contentment and then gratitude. So there's it's not necessarily linear, but that one can lead into the other. But the nice thing about gratitude is it's much more under your control. That it's just looking at things and sort of saying, I'm glad, you know, I feel grateful for that. I'm glad about that. And so it allows you to even take negative things. And we used, I think the first time we talked about this was, I guess we talked about it like a couple of months ago, and then we talked about it a little bit more recently. We're talking about Manny having been in a kind of scary spin-out situation with his car, mm-hmm. where he walked away intact, but his car didn't. And while that could be really scary, I think what we did then is we didn't call it gratitude. We said something that was negative where something positive came out of it.
Yeah.
And in your particular case, you got a new car.
Yeah.
And so that, but I think gratitude is that ability to do exactly that, to look at something that may be negative or may not be and be grateful for it, whether it's that you woke up on this side of the grass, that Lent's almost over. That's my case, never mind. That you're over your cold, that your kid is happy. Obviously, once you get in the habit of it, I mean, you can sound a little bit like a Pollyanna, but that's not necessarily bad. And it turns out that people who are good at gratitude just do better. They lead better lives, they live longer, they have less aches and pains, they're much less prone to depression. That there's a resiliency that comes from gratitude, and resilience is much to be valued. It seems to make a huge difference in almost across the board in multiple contexts. So, and one of the ways of doing it, of just getting yourself in the habit of doing that, and in fact, it was something I talked about with the person I was talking to over the weekend about him trying to get a better hold on his drinking behavior and trying to decide. He had a kind of a visceral response negatively to AA, of the idea of you have to put yourself in higher power and you have to go every day and it's just a lifelong commitment. And I know an awful lot of people who had that, and I said, look, if it works, it works. And the beginning of anything, you need to overcommit, and then you can, once it becomes yours, once you internalize it, you may not need, or you may need, that kind of structure. But to begin with, you need to replace one behavior with another, and the behavior that you're replacing is seductive, so you need to have something pretty strong to offset it. And one of the things I suggested to him is to go and buy a notebook. Doesn't have to be beautiful. In fact, I, if you're doing gratitude, I suppose you can get a pretty notebook, because all you're going to write in there is good stuff. But if you're going to do that, you probably want to get a spiral notebook as well, so you can keep track of other kinds of emotions, because you don't want to completely deny them. You just want to be able to do the good news, bad news story, where the good news is what you end with. Of, okay, I was in a spin out, but I walked away unhurt. The bad news is that my car was totaled. The good news is I got a new car. So that it's not about denying the negative things that happen. It's about a different perspective on them. And that perspective allows you some shock absorption, for lack of a better term. It allows you to be a bit more resilient. So writing things down. And the nice thing, I pointed out to him, the nice thing about writing things down is it not only forces you to think about it very specifically for the time that you're writing it and be aware of it, as opposed to just phoning it in, but it allows you a context so you can look back and say, if you should have a day of slippage, to say, well, you know, I did that before, and here's how I recovered from it. Or in days where you're feeling, oh, I'm not making any progress, you can go back and see that, in fact, you are. So I'm a great fan of you hear of paper and pencil. It's a shortcut, and even if you're in therapy, which certainly may make some sense, it's a way of making therapy more efficient and speeding it up. So, all right. So we asked people, what did we just say? Other than your family and your health, because we figured everybody'd say that. What are you most grateful for? And we got a lot of responses. What would you say you're most grateful for, Manny?
Boy. I think I'm grateful to be working in an industry that I love working in. I've always been, you know, even in my, you know, teenage years in high school, when I wasn't really so much thinking about being in the broadcasting business, I've always been fascinated by it. And I think at this point now at 30, being in the business that I've always been fascinated with and always had a love and passion for, I think to be able to work in this industry is a blessing. I'm really grateful for it.
You know, you represent what in my career has been a very common theme of people, men especially, for some reason, more men than women, and I'm not sure why. I think women decide that they want to go into television because it's more glamorous, which is a terrific misunderstanding of, among other things, television and glamour. But guys who would sweep up the program director, I guess he was the chief engineer when I was in Boston, and he now, I think, was a program director, and I think he may actually own a couple of stations, believe it or not, started sweeping out at 16. He would go to the local radio station, and just to be around radio, that it's one of those things that if you love it, you quite often love it early, and you love it consistently, and there's something about it that just attracts people and holds on to them forever. So you're very characteristic of that. It's fun to hear. I would agree. I think that I'm certainly grateful that I'm healthy. I love where I live, but I really truly love what I do. So that makes a huge difference in my life. I can't, as I said, a friend of mine a couple of years ago said, "Do you ever wonder why you're put on this earth?" I looked at her somewhat askance and said, "No, I really don't. I know I'm doing exactly what I should be doing." So, and that's a huge comfort. It's something to be incredibly grateful for. And you hear that I am grateful. I'm grateful for the program. I'm grateful for y'all. So, grateful for Manny. Manny's a great producer.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Because, you know, if I wasn't happy, I would yell at you. I don't yell. I just get really quiet. And my eyes get really blue. But you can't see those, so that's all right. All righty. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking about gratitude and a way of training yourself to be grateful. And we sort of circle around this topic a lot and approach it from different perspectives. Yesterday we talked about the idea of mantras that are very useful, and one of them is you have everything you need. One of them is choose happiness. And I think that gratitude is kind of an active term. It's like self-esteem. It's one of those terms that is instructive in that to be grateful for something, you can't be passively grateful, right? You have to be actively grateful. So you have to think about it, and you have to maybe search it out. And hopefully it becomes habitual so that it becomes a part of who you are. And by writing it down, you're keeping a log of it. You're also using different pathways to the brain. And we know that it's really a very workable, inexpensive way of making your life better and living longer and being healthier and sleeping better, all sorts of kind of cool things. All right, so, all right, let's hear what people are grateful for.
Well, these first two are kind of teasing you a little bit.
Oh, no, we're being teased again? Oh, no.
Sherry says, I'm grateful for chocolate malts.
Oh, no. You know, I haven't had a malt in years. I obviously can't have it, but malt is actually very good for you. I used to be a soda jerkette, and I would make chocolate malts. I thought those were pretty cool.
We have another person right below Sherry that said, I love chocolate and strawberry cake. And
okay, they're messing with me, aren't they?
They are.
They know that I have another, what, today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So another, what, 6 days.
You're almost there.
Five, actually.
You're coming down the stretch. You're almost there.
Coming down the stretch. You know, today was the probably the most tempted I've been. I thought, oh, well. But then I thought, oh, you're so close. Come on.
What was it that you saw that tempted you?
It wasn't. It was just sort of, I knew that I had dark chocolate chips in the freezer. I was just going to have a couple, but I thought,
so
oh, come on. You've gone this
bit.
Far. Pardon?
It just kind of crossed your mind a little bit.
Yeah, well, that little urge of, oh, yeah, I really want to do that. Mm. But I thought, no, don't do that. So I didn't. But today was the most tempted.
Stacy says, being alive and food.
Not necessarily in that order, huh?
Julie says, my faith. Kate says, my job. I have a wonderful boss that treats me like family.
Well, that's great. Good for you.
Connie says, I have no family and poor health, and my cat is sick too, but I'm grateful things aren't worse. But sometimes I cannot sleep at night, and I'm grateful to have you to listen to, Dr. Joy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Also, the two people in my life I'm grateful for, which isn't perfect, but at least I'm not totally alone in life. I'm grateful for the science fiction programs like Babylon 5, Classic Trek, and others to provide a diversion. I'm grateful my mom loved me when she was alive.
Okay, and let me suggest something when you can't sleep, in addition to me, is get out your little gratitude notebook and write down, you know, that remember, this is not a new concept. Remember the song, when you're worried and you can't sleep, try blessings instead of sheep? It's the same phenomenon, but it actually works because it calms you down. It makes you feel more connected. It makes you less worried. It keeps you more focused in the moment, all those kinds of things.
Okay. Patricia says, a good cup of coffee, a glass of red wine with dinner, and quality chocolate.
Mean. I assume you're just being honest.
Francis says, I was able to keep my family together, 4 kids and 2 grandkids, against great odds.
Well, that's good.
Matt is grateful for sufficient cash flow.
Well, that's something that, you know, that's an important thing.
Carol says, my faith and for living in the USA.
Okay. You know, I was at a, I seem to spend half my life at condo meetings, and I keep saying under my breath, so I don't get upset about it, democracy is messy. Democracy is messy. So, but one of the guys stood up. He's from China. He was born in, I think he was born actually in Hong Kong. And he got up and he said, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. We should fight for what we want. And it was really interesting to hear somebody who is, I mean, in some ways it was a little corny, but in some ways you forget that he's from China. And the idea of getting up at a meeting and opposing somebody or voting against something or trying to organize a coup, incredibly, I mean, dangerous, literally life-threatening. It was just messy and noisy. But it was really interesting to have that reminder that we take for granted the fact that we can get up and yell at each other and nobody's going to come and arrest us. And nobody's going to threaten our family, but, you know, except with lawyers.
Corinne says, I'm grateful for the trees that are budding and all the perennials that are popping up because I love to garden, and it's been a really long winter in the Detroit area.
You're living in a different part of the country than I am. We're still getting tulip sickles. Yeah, good for you. Yeah, there is something. One year, I think I was in, I can't remember why, but I think I was in London in February. And everything was in bloom. I mean, it was just, I don't know why it was, because in theory, England, London is much farther north than I was living. But because, you know, I view London as just being, you know, directly across the pond, and it's not. Spain is basically just across the pond. But so I'm not sure why it was true. Maybe it was just because it's farther north, there was more sunlight. I don't remember, but I remember thinking that they got spring before we did, and there was something. Those first, I saw some people who had apple blossoms in there, and obviously they were imported because we don't have any trees in bloom around here. They're still getting snow off of them. But there's something really magical about it. And I saw a lady walk down the street with daffodils, and I just smiled. All right, keep going.
Stephanie says, great coworkers who always have my back. My workout buddies, my lovely home, golden retriever dog named Bubbles, and enough spare cash to travel and ski.
Wow, good for you. We love Bubbles, too.
And another Stephanie says, as a very introverted person, I'm grateful for having my time to myself to reflect on the day, read a good book, or to just relax and do nothing. I need that time away from the commotion and the chaos of the day to recharge, or I become cranky, irritable, and stressed out.
Yeah, I know people like that. Yeah, there some people just have more of a capacity or a need for solitude than others, and it's neither good nor bad. It's just knowing who you are and what you need.
Glennis says, a union job. I make the same good wage as the man working beside me.
Good.
Not many women can say that.
That's amen for that. Absolutely true.
Kim says, there's only three things in life that matter. Your faith, your family, and your health.
Okay. So given the fact that we had already said, you know, everybody's going to be grateful for their health and their family, that I guess we put faith in there.
Yeah. Let's see. Catherine says, my faith, my family, my wonderful companion, golden retriever Riley, my job, the roof over my head, enough food to eat, a good bubble bath, and a great game of golf.
There you go. And maybe we could get Riley and Bubbles together and have puppies. That would be kind of cool. Maybe that's inappropriate for me to try and arrange. Let's see, we could call it dog match. It occurs to me that we could use the B word here, but do you know what I have to tell you? I saw Fast and Furious, which I'll review for you Thursday. But one of the posters that wasn't Fast and Furious, somebody was complaining about the fact it was pretty sexist, which it is. But there was a poster for the Anna Kendrick's one. What was it called? Something about, you know, the singing competition, the a cappella group. And they said, the pitches are back. And I found that offensive. You know, I thought that wasn't funny, and, you know, I thought it was incredibly disrespectful, and I think we should all sort of boycott that movie on the basis of the ads alone. It's not cute. It's not funny. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Doc. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing today, Joe?
Always love your show. I tell you, you got an incisive perception that just really gets things done.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. How am I going to help you?
I just watched that movie Scientology on Sunday, and I was an old Scientologist. I was there from 68 to 71.
Wow.
I basically left because the personalities were starting to get set in stone. And
Joe, let me stop you for just a minute because I do want to hear the story. We need to take a break. Hang on for me. I want to hear the rest. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Joe, who was talking about being kind of one of the original people in Scientology in 68 to 71. And then you said you left because you felt that personalities were taking over?
That was what basically happened. I was there to learn a technology. It seemed like it worked. One of the earliest decisions that you made was that you weren't going to believe it because you were told it. You were going to believe it because you could experience it. You could see it working, you know, as you used it. And if it wasn't, you know, if it didn't work, you didn't believe it. And I operated on that basis for the duration of the time I was there. What basically happened when I decided to leave was it was such inside the group, it was such an apparently powerful technology that I began to wonder, well, I wonder what it's like out in the real world. You know, it's it became a burning question for me. Could I take this knowledge and awareness that I had accumulated and go out into the world and, you know, do good, exist, survive, you know, all of the things that you really want to do in life.
Right.
I haven't had any contact with it in 30 years because it's basically, there was a technology to learn. I learned it. I amazed myself that I can still quote pieces and parts of it, you know, from memory / experience. You use it, it works, it's interesting.
What if we use the word technique rather than technology? Because it seems to me the technology implies kind of hardware, and technique implies a software.
Well, to clarify that as I understand it, the technology basically described and defined why we are where we are and why we do what we do. And then the technique was how to take a spirit and show him the error of his decisions and give him back his ability to make a decision rather than always responding the same way, reacting the same way to a situation. And in that, I felt like, well, we are attaining a freedom from our own inborn, or, you know, the interest that we carry around with us. And when the existing environment starts to look like an incident that you know, happen to have a similar situation to, you start reacting the way that you did in the original incident. And I found myself, I was a case supervisor for a while. I got a chance to see a lot of different people being the result of the technique based on the technology that you one could do better in life. One could overcome things that didn't appear to be able to be overcome. And with a nice, smooth, gradient step of learning a little bit more about yourself and a little bit more about yourself and basically accumulating more and more personal power over your own life, you could, you know, excel.
I wasn't arguing the technique as much as the word. I think technology, to most people, has the concept involved with machinery.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to put that forth. I just looked at it as, if I look at a technology, it's a basic description of, a logical description of how something happens. That's the technology. The technique is how you use the technology to achieve a result. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I do appreciate your point on that. But anyway, the purpose of the call today was simply having watched that expose. I didn't find myself for it or against it. I found that it tended to focus on the personalities involved in it and the practice of it rather than the efficacy of what it actually accomplished.
That is the problem, isn't it? When things become controversial, we can sometimes lose the message in the messenger that if something works, I never argue with anything that works for anybody. And having been in this business for a long time, I've interviewed some people that I thought were not very nice people, but had great ideas that I absolutely believe. For example, Bill Baird, who was the person who was responsible for allowing condoms to be sold across the counter in Massachusetts, who had very strict laws about contraception. And I met him, and to be quite honest, he wasn't a very nice person. But he was right. His idea was spot on and saves lives and makes, exactly as you're talking about, makes people have more control over all sorts of things, even though he wasn't a very nice person. I met Madeline Murray O'Hare, who was the one who was very clear that there should be a separation of church and state. It's hard to get much more constitutionally valid than that. Also, not, and I it sort of convinced me almost that people who are that focused, that you know, that they have blinders on to everything else, and they are willing to literally devote their lives to an idea, are not necessarily very easy to be around. They're not necessarily someone you want to invite over for dinner. They're not necessarily somebody you want to go out and have a beer with, because they are so focused that they really quite often have no sense of humor. They have no perspective because they are so focused. So, and unfortunately, I think Scientology has fallen prey to that a bit, of instead of looking at the idea of people being self-aware and self-responsible, that it focuses on some of the personalities and some of the misinterpretations, which I agree with you is too bad, because, you know, ideas are for using, not believing.
Go ahead.
No, I just said I think ideas are for using, not believing. And okay. When, and not to mention that if they just did a documentary about, okay, how to think about the world, it's not going to be nearly as much fun as saying, look at Tom Cruise, look at John Travolta, look at Kelly Preston, look at Siri. I mean, you know, that begins to be the focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to bounce off of you the concept that one can have deep-seated beliefs, and even though other practitioners of the same thing may screw up and make it look bad,
yep,
that the basic ideas, the basic techniques that you're mentioning do seem to work.
Yep.
And
well, you know, go ahead.
I just learned to not mention that I was a Scientologist geneticist, because it drew a lot of negative.
Yeah.
Throw, you know, but it's, I think we have a hard time believing things get better. And
well, or that we could make them better, that we have some choices to make. That we are not doomed or predestined.
No. Well, anyway, I hadn't heard it mentioned, except the Yahoo, is they have 5 or 10 articles per day about it, you know, and all of them seem to be upset.
Negative.
The way
yep.
they treat yep. people. Well, I agree. You know, that's why I left.
Yep.
But it's I didn't want the science.
Well, I hear what you're saying. Listen,
okay.
Think of it this way, Joe. You're feeling probably the way that a whole lot of Muslims are feeling right now, that the Quran does not... a lot of people think the Quran is being misinterpreted by people who are out to behead other people, and that it is not a warlike religion at all. So I think that there are always people who are willing to interpret for their own means, for their own goals, and that's a shame.
Yeah,
but
well,
it's also human.
Thanks for being there, Doc.
Joe, thanks for your call. Appreciate. Sammy, you'll be next. You get the whole start of the whole hour for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Ingevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Ingevity for over 17 years, since before it was Ingevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Ingevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Ingevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Ingevity.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.